Lord, if the way thou has gone, leading straight to the land above. Giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly God, oh, let me go all wild in the song and the song. Fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness grow, and keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Is your soul satisfied? Soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Amen. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Sing it. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me
This message brings joy.
Amen.
There's nothing greater.
Amen.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and going to be fathers. Wish you a happy Father's Day. And I think that today, that on the voice of God, I don't know how many of you heard the quote of the day this morning, but that was for all you fathers today. What a blessing. Where Brother Branham is talking about Elijah. If you didn't hear it, and if you didn't, when you go home, listen to it, because I can say it and I can quote it, but it ain't like listening to the prophet say it. He just had a way of saying things. But he talked about when he looked down at Elijah, and he said Elijah was just tired, and he was just wore out, and he was scared. And he said he looked down, and he said he had all those angels. And he said he looked around, and he said he wanted the angel with the softest hands. He says, I want you to go down and just wipe his brow. He said, now don't scare him. He says, do gentle. Just wipe his brow. And he says, now I want the angel that was the best cook, the hands that do it. He says, and give him some of them corn cakes and get all them vitamins in it. And he says, and that you feed him. He says, rest him. He says, rest him. He's worried, weary. So that's for all you fathers, that as we go along life's journey, that we get weary, we get tired, we get nervous, we get down. But God sends his angels down with the softest hands, and he just brushes us and tells us that he loves you. And that's for you sisters too. He does it to you too. He sees that when we're down and weary, and that angel with the softest hands. And sometimes that angel with the softest hands, it just says, good morning, friends.
Amen.
That's the angel with the softest hands for the bride of Jesus Christ today. Amen. Certainly happy to be back in the house of the Lord today, to be back from a little vacation. I don't know how many of you got a chance to get away the same time as we did here at the Voice of God, get away for a few days and just rest and relax. And we sure did enjoy ourselves of being away. And I was telling a brother that, you know, it is that sometimes you get all tense like we were talking about and you can't wait to get away. It's like, man, I want to get away. I just want to get out of Jeffersonville. I want to go. I want to get away from the stress and pressures and everything. And, you know, you get away and you go someplace and you're there for a little while. And it's pretty soon. It's like, I'm going to go home. I'm ready to go back home. I'm going to my house. I'm going to go to my bed. I want to go to my friends. I want to be back home to where I need to be. I just can't wait sometimes to get back home. And it is the same thing it is with this message. This is our resting place. This is the only place there is. Brother Branham, he talked about, he said, he was talking to Charlie Cox. And he says, Charlie, he said, you know how it is? He says, going squirrel hunting. He says, we love to go squirrel hunting. And if you'll notice, if you're index of books, if you look on the tablet, to come around August time, you know where Brother Branham was? Right here. He was here squirrel hunting. No matter where he was in the meetings, he always came back here so he could go squirrel hunting. He loved to do that. But he said, you know, Charlie, he says, we love to get out in the woods and get back there for 4 or 5 days and just hunt and hunt and hunt. He said, but you know, you just get tired of it. He said, you get tired of everything that you do. I love to go fishing. It's great. You go down and so many days you do it, you fish, and you just get tired of it, he said. But the only thing that we don't get tired of is this word. The only thing that doesn't tire out the bride of Jesus Christ. And it's just, that is our refuge. That is our strength. It's a sanctuary to the bride of Jesus Christ. Because no matter where we go, the Lord has provided a way that we can find and be in that refuge. You don't have to be in a certain place. Although it's so special, is one of the things that I do miss. I miss your fellowship. I miss your love. I just miss just the feeling of unity amongst the bride of Jesus Christ. Brother Ram says that the bride wanted to be together. It wants to unite together and come together. He said that's that love for one another that only God in this message can produce.
Yeah.
But he says that when you come back, that if you're away, that you long to be together.
Yeah.
But he's provided a refuge for us in that sanctuary for the bride of Jesus Christ, that no matter where you go, that you can have that peace, that dove that walks with us, that heavenly dove that gives us the peace. You just got to press play. We've got it on our phones. We've got it in our cars and everywhere we go. It is. That's our refuge. That's what keeps us peace. That's what keeps our sanity. Amen. especially in this insane world that we're living in. It just keeps getting worse and worse. The other day, while I was gone and seeing they killed all those people down there, and they're celebrating almost that it is because they were gays. It's unbelievable how the world and how it sees things and the eyes that they look through in this day and time. It's again our refuge. We already know what's coming to take place. It even makes more after I heard that what Brother Branham said. He said if God would have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah, and he says, and say he did wrong if he doesn't pronounce judgment on this world. And if we're not living in that time right now, when are we leaving? We have faith and believe that God sent a prophet, and we believe the message that that prophet sent. That is our faith. Did you enjoy the message Wednesday night that you heard? Faith is our victory. Ah. If you didn't hear it, go back and hear it. We're liable to hear it one of these nights here in the tabernacle. It's just, it's so refreshing. It is our foundation. Brother Branham said that faith is our foundation. Everything is built upon that faith. But if we can just apply that faith for everything that we have need of, and we've talked about that before, that we have the faith that our very salvation, that we believe and apply that God died on the cross for us. Yeah. We believe that. We accept it. Our faith believes it. It holds on to it. Yeah. No matter what Satan says, we know. We weren't there. We didn't see it happen. But we know by faith. Amen. Everything is by faith.
Amen.
We know by faith that God sent that prophet in this day. That is the revelation of this day. That is God's messenger. And what he said, it is our absolute.
Amen.
It is the revelation of this Bible today to his bride.
Yeah.
That is our faith.
Amen.
So if we can take that same faith that we apply to that and apply to everything that we have need of in our daily walk with the Lord, we have no problems.
Yes.
We have none. We should be happy. We should be the thankfulest people in the world.
Amen.
We have to, is no matter what happens to us, that we truly believe that the footsteps of the righteous, he said, were predestinated of God to happen. How wonderful that is. We have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be scared, or nothing to say, oh, that went wrong. Can't say that. He says, if you're a child of God and you're trying to serve, are you trying to serve the Lord with all your heart? If you're not trying to, then you better get there. This isn't for you. Because you got to get there first. You got to try to serve him with all your heart, the best that you know how. You're going to fail. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things wrong. Satan's going to point them out. But you're trying the best. You're just a human. And humans just make mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. But God knew it, and he provided a way. And he sent a lamb. That a lamb that he doesn't see our mistakes. That's what's so wonderful. He doesn't see my blunders or my mistakes or things that I do. But he just sees the blood of the Lord Jesus. I have faith in that. I believe that. Now, if I apply that faith to everything, then it doesn't matter what happens to me. If I get sick, praise the Lord. It's for a reason. He let it happen to me for a reason. It's even the simple things. We're talking with the brothers that trying to get the still waters out there, trying to get it ready. And we just put some sod down on there. And sod takes a lot of water. And it would be great to have a lot of rain, in my thinking. But it didn't rain. Praise the Lord. Maybe he wants it dead. I don't care. If it's supposed to rain, it'll rain. If it ain't supposed to rain, it won't rain. I don't care. Do you? You don't care. We just, Lord, you're in charge. It doesn't matter. He said if you have the right mental attitude, let that really sink into you. The right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass. It's your thought, your attitude. What is your attitude about it? Amen. I want to have that kind of attitude, that no matter what, that when you get down and you say, oh my goodness, I did it. The simple things, like even Brother Branham said, oh, I missed that turn and now I'm going to be late. Well, you're supposed to be late. Praise the Lord. I'm happy. We should be happy, always happy, never sad. I should never see a frowny face out there. Sometimes it gets me mad when they're... Really? We got to be happy. Now, not Joel Osteen happy. Sorry, Brother Joel. We have the truth. We know that there is. Brother Bram says there's always twins. That there is. And they're going longer again. It's the happiness in that fake world that they live in. But we're living in that true happiness.
Amen.
That true contentment. That true satisfaction. That where we need to be. Brother Bram said, getting ready to say, he says, there's nothing going to bother you. That's enough right there.
Amen.
There's nothing going to bother you. He says, don't be scared to take God at his word. That's what, see, Satan tries to make us be scared to take God at his word. That it's not for us, or we did wrong, or whatever it is, the millions of things that he tells us, just take him at his word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, just relax. Just relax and have faith and believe. He's watching over you. He will disintegrate anything that tries to bother you.
Amen.
God will disintegrate.
Amen.
Hey, praise the Lord. He says, oh, it might attack at you, but it can't harm you. For all things, he permits it. It couldn't be nothing else. For it's working together for good to them that love the Lord. No harm can come to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Church, no harm can come to you. Nothing can go wrong with you. And it doesn't matter if you have the right mental attitude about it and just praise the Lord. And it's like, how can you be happy about that? Because I'm a son of God.
Amen.
He's watching out after me. He's going to prove to who I am. And where am I going? No place. Where are you going? No place. You're staying right with this word.
Amen.
You wouldn't be, no matter what, you wouldn't be sitting in this church today. You wouldn't be just striving and striving and striving just to be in his presence all the time.
Amen.
And that's what he said. We want to be in his presence all the time.
Amen.
And that's why we have faith and to believe and apply that faith. It is the foundation of our whole belief. He said he gives his angels charge over us. He says he watches over us. He says that the devil, he says he might try to. Excuse me. He might try to, but he says God is greater.
Amen.
And if we believe that my God is greater than anything that devil can throw at me, my God is greater.
Amen.
Just we've got to believe it. In the message that we're just listening to, that I love that we've been talking about driftwood, trying to clean up our lives. And doing it, that how it is that we go down and in the boats before we took off and going and looking, trying to get the driftwood out of the way and the logs that were submerged underneath, trying to get them, how dangerous it is. And the message that come up, if you hear faith is a victory, I've got to read it. I love it. Brother Bram talks about driftwood. It really blessed my heart. He says, I've often thought of floating driftwood. He said a driftwood just hangs up in any kind of a trash. That's just about the way the floaters does in the church and anywhere. Now you take a stream, like a stream of life, and plenty of driftwood hanging up on every trash pile. And yet the boat comes along made out of wood too. But if you notice, the wood is made and shaped by a master who has built the boat. Not only is it shaped out, but it is guided by a master, and it is pushed by a power.
Yeah.
Amen. That's who you are. You're shaped by the master and pushed by his power. Amen. He said we're all made out of the same stuff. I like that too. We're all made out of the same stuff. As Brother Branham said, he said you take that ocean and take a spoonful in that mighty ocean. Every chemical that's in that ocean is in that spoonful.
Amen.
That Holy Spirit, that lick of fire that lives in you, is the same one that was right there.
Amen.
It's living in you. We're all made out of the same stuff, the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. He said, and it just depends on how your ambitions run. Are you willing to let the master craftsman make you, out of you, that which he could use, that which he could control, and that which he could have power? If it's certain, if this certain little craft that's been made different, that's us, we've been made different, and have been made craft by the master's hand, should ever stick into some weeds along the shallow waters, there is a power behind it, a little boat that the master can just turn and push it out into the deep water.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So if we go along lives and we get stuck up in old drift piles, if you ever get stuck up in a drift pile, I have quite often. The master's there to push you back out into the main stream of water. He wants to put you out there so that you can get into the main circuit of water and get flowing down and enjoy God's rich blessings. We want him to take away all of our fears, all of our frustrations, he said. He says, I want to be just like you, Lord Jesus. And I want to be as today, as be determined like Isaiah. He said he got desperate. He said he screamed out before the Lord. He says, Lord, cleanse me. Help me, Lord. He says, take the tongs, take that coal and cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Send me, Lord. Take all the sin out of my life. He said, all the things that I waste in my life, the time for the world, take that away and replace all that time for you, Lord. Amen. Is that your desire this morning? Do you really want that with your heart? Amen. Let's stand up. We're going to welcome him this morning to be with us. Truly, that's the desire of our heart. Cleanse me and make me, Lord. Take everything away. It's so wonderful to see that in the body of Jesus Christ today. Father's doing something. We see it. We feel it. We know it like it never has been before, because it's going home time. We're just about there. The master, the shipbuilder, has made all of his little ships. It's almost there. We can look. We look and we see that lighthouse is just right in front of us. We're pushing to get there, Lord. We want to be yours. We want to be your children. We want you to craft us, mold us, make us. Make us when we do get in the drift piles, Lord. Push us out in the mainstream of the water, Lord. We get hung up all the time. We don't mean to, but we do, Lord. But push that button, that power that puts us back on the right path again. And that main flow, that water. And what is that water? Your Holy Spirit, Lord. It soothes us. It comforts us. It keeps us. It is our refuge, it's our hope, it's our faith, everything. That's what it is, Lord. Yes. And we have the faith, and today we get to hear your voice. Yes. The voice of God speak to the bride of Jesus Christ, calling out a bride. Get yourselves ready. Yes. Every word is anointed. Amen. God wouldn't have let it be recorded. Amen. If it wasn't the anointed word of God, the bride of Jesus Christ. I want to stay in tune. I want to stay in the main flow of that water, Lord Jesus. I want to be right there, Lord, with you. Move me. What is my ambition? My ambition is to serve you, Lord. To be like you, Lord. Not to be complacent and just go to church and go to work and got to read my Bible. No, Lord. I want a new zeal for you, Lord. I want to just serve you even more, Lord Jesus. It's the deep, dire desire of my heart, Lord. I get tired of everything else but you, Lord. It's the only thing that I don't get tired of is you, Lord Jesus. I want you to help me, Lord. Help me to hear and to understand and apply this word to me in my life daily, Lord. When I fall, just pick me up and help me. And you're going to fall. And he knows you're going to fall. But you're a lamb of God. And he said sometimes he has to break that little lamb's leg. You know why? So he can hold you up to his bosom. And he said he picked up that lamb and he put it on his neck. He said the strongest part of a man. Carry me, Lord Jesus. Hold me. Mend me. Be with me today, Lord. And Father, he knows all of our needs. And he's met many of needs. He's met many requests, many of your requests. There's many reports that we've had come in of the healings, of what God's done, and what he's doing daily. It was wonderful the other night before we left that the communion service, such a special time for me is to be with you in the communion. And don't you just love that sweet spirit of communion? And the foot washing, and it's just a sacred time for the bride of Jesus Christ. And just feel that love for one another because it's him. Sitting down and, Lord, I get to wash your feet. Amen. Your servant's feet, Lord, what an honor to take that bread and take that wine. Lord, to represent your body, what a sacred time. You know, as we looked here, we had our brother Amalong here with us. And our prayers went out to him. He's maybe at death's door. God raised him up. brought him here. We've seen so many things. So many things we don't even know. But he's God.
Amen.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Amen.
We've had some requests that's come in from our brother Joseph Boy from South Africa is sick. It's a sister, Lauren Rogers, that has cancer. And it's our own sister, Dodge. She's here in the hospital. She's very sick. Her brother Samuel had went and seen her. She has some very bad issues. We serve a living God. Sometimes we've been told and taught he loves in the darkest hour. Then what happens at the darkest hour? Jesus came. I am the resurrection.
Amen.
I am the life.
Amen.
You are the healer.
Amen.
You are the I am. You'll give us whatever we ask for if we believe it.
Amen.
And we have the right mental attitude. We have the faith. And we're going to apply the faith today, Father, to these requests.
Amen.
And the request of each one of you that you have.
Amen.
And you just make it known by him as you uplift your hand to him and say, Lord, you know what my request is. You know what my need is and what I have need of. Lord, meet it today, Lord. I believe it for me and I believe it for the person that's sitting next to me, Lord.
Amen.
We're joining our faith together.
Amen.
And you said that you couldn't ignore that.
Amen.
When all those prayers are going up.
Amen.
He'll hear your prayer.
Amen.
He'll believe it if you'll just believe it. So let's just sing our little song. Let's reach out and touch him. As he passes by, grab a hold of him. Say, Lord, I never want to let you go. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way, Lord, every day with your love, Lord Jesus. Love you, Lord, you know what I have need of. You'll give it to me. You'll give me what I have need of. Father, what we want to ask for today is your perfect will. You know what I have need of. Sometimes I have a want, but my want is your perfect will. Lord, give me your perfect will. If that's the desire of your heart, lift up your hands and say, Lord, that's truly the desire of my heart is your perfect will. He will answer that prayer. Let's sing. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come into your great August presence, Lord Jesus, knowing that you're right here with us, Lord, the great I am, Father, to come down, Lord, and live amongst your people, Lord. Father, for the great sacrifice that you've provided for us, Lord, that you become flesh, Lord, to take our sins and our afflictions upon you, the only Holy One, Lord, and you took it upon you, Lord. You become a lamb to go to the slaughter to die for us, Lord. We love you from the depths of our heart, Lord. We have no words in our language, Lord, that express what's up in our heart. But what is up in our heart, Lord, is you, Lord. We thank you for it today, Lord. We thank you for sending us a prophet, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to call out a bride, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we love you for it, Lord, and that
Amen.
You give us that revelation, Lord.
Amen.
There's many that don't have it, Lord, but we have it, Lord.
Amen.
And we thank you
Amen.
For it. We praise you for it, Lord
praise
Jesus.
Lord.
It is life to us. That we see it in the Word, Lord, word for word for word.
Amen.
Lord, we see ourselves in the Word. We're unworthy, but we're your sons and daughters. Lord Jesus, we just invite you to come and to be with us today, Lord. Father, let us worship you, Lord. In everything that we say, everything that we do, every song that's sung, Lord, to be to worship you, to honor you. Then, Lord, let us open up our hearts, our souls, and our mind to your word, Lord. Let it be like never before, Lord Jesus. May it go deep into our heart, Lord Jesus. May we abide by every word, Lord, that you spoke. Lord, you are our sanctuary, our refuge, our rest, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. That no matter where we go, you've provided that sanctuary for us, Lord, to hear your voice comfort us in the time of sorrow, when we're down, that you're there to speak to us, Lord. May we always be happy, Lord. Joyful, Lord. Thankful, Lord, that you guide us and you direct us, Lord. Whatever we do, whatever we go through, you're there, Lord. Let us have that right mental attitude, Lord. Let us be contagious that the world will see Jesus Christ living in a bride, Lord Jesus. Father, come down and anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, may that master craftsman, you, Lord Jesus, as we hear you speak to us today, Lord. Push us out in the open water, Lord. Keep that Holy Spirit around us. Lord, we take this service, these prayer requests, these needs, and we place them before your altar, Lord. We come humbly and hold them up before you, knowing that we'll hear from heaven because you promised it, Lord. We know your word can never fail. We're resting upon it, Father. We're resting upon it, Father. Come quickly, Lord. Your bride is trying to make herself ready. We love you, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us now, Lord, as we take this service and we commit it into your hands for your honor, your Lord, your glory. And we all say to him, amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. When he is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Just reach out and touch the
sing it one more time.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Such a blessing to be here this morning with each of you, and you just think of all the turmoil that's in going on in the world, but yet we have his bosom to lean on. Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow?
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Yes, hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, cleft for
our loving brother, one more time.
Oh, my loving brother, to be your pillow.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are, Lord, to be in your house this day. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your provided way for us. Lord, for the stored up word that you have given us in our day, Lord, to keep us on the straight and narrow way. Help each one of us, Lord, to stay in step with your word, and help us, Lord, to have the right mental attitude, Lord, that we might receive every blessing that you have for us. We ask you, Lord, to bless these tithes and offerings. Bless those that give, those that can. And we just pray, Lord, it be used for your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Our sister. Oh, my loving sister, when the world's on fire, don't you want that free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus, been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved from the wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out and show me the way. Let's try the first verse. Long time I've traveled down a long lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sang low. Then I heard about Jesus, and what a wonderful hour. And I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me His saving power. God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. Sing that second verse, like a bird out of prison that has taken his flight, like a blind man that God gave back his sight, and like the poor wretched beggar that found fortune and fame. And I'm so glad He could bring me out His holy name. I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus, born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved. There's this song that I know I haven't sang here before, but it's I Want to Live the Way He Wants Me to Live. Now I know that's my desire, and let's try to sing this little chorus this morning. I want to live the way He wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. For I can never, never outlove. I want to live the
Provided light for this end time. Truly, it shines all around us. That glorious Holy Spirit. My privilege to bring to this platform this morning God's prophet and messenger.
Amen.
To bring us the message, hear his voice.
Amen.
Let us all be like Samuel. Hear my, for it's God speaking to you. He's just using the prophet's voice to talk to us.
Amen.
As he said in that message we heard not long ago, he's using my voice.
Amen.
To speak to the bride of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.